Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're so glad you joined us. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And before I begin to share the message the Lord has placed on my heart, as I do from time to time, let's just join our hearts in prayer and ask for God's understanding and revelation as we share the Word of God. But as we do that, I know that you have needs. God is aware of your needs, and we're going to ask Him to begin to move in your life, to minister to the needs you have right now as we put our hearts and minds stayed upon Him. Father, Lord, I think of that scripture that Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose minds are stayed upon Thee. And so, Father, we thank You that You will enable us, regarding whatever's going on in our personal, individual lives, that, Lord, our hearts will be fixed, our minds will be stayed on You. You will give us that peace that You promised that passes all understanding. And Father, that very peace in itself is a testimony to those around us, to those in the world, that we are not as other men. We are not as other people. But Lord, because You have become Savior and Lord of our lives, something unique, distinct has happened in our lives. Not that we're special in ourselves, but because of what Jesus has done and Your work, which is for whomsoever will. Yes, Lord, they may come. And so, Father, I pray now for every believer that You will move in their lives. It is Your will to meet all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. That's what Your word says. And our needs, Lord, many times cover every gamut of our lives: spiritual needs, physical needs for healing, emotional needs for healing, repairing of relationships, financial needs and natural needs and material needs that must be met. Father, by faith, we present to Your altar, before Your throne of grace, every single need of every individual whose heart is reaching out to You right now. And Father, as we present those needs, we thank You, Lord. We give You honor and praise. We're to be careful for nothing, Lord, but with everything, we're to make our requests known to God with thanksgiving, and know that Jesus is living to make intercession for us, and we can trust You, Lord, that the answer is on the way. Bless now our time together, Father. Cause every heart to be encouraged in You. Stir up Your faith and hope, and let us trust You as never before. In the name of Jesus, we thank You for it. Praise God. Well, what I would like to share with you beginning today is the possibilities that you and I have in Christ. Now, you may have walked with the Lord, served the Lord for a very long time. Some of you even decades. Some of you are up in years. But do you know that I don't care how long we've lived, how godly a life we've been able to present to those around us, I would be willing to declare without hesitation that you or I have not reached the fullness of the glorious things that God has for us, that we haven't plumbed the possibilities that can be ours in Christ. Even the great Apostle Paul said that he hadn't arrived yet, but he was pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Beloved, the longer I live, the more I read the Word of God, the more I have learned to deeply love and respect the Apostle Paul. All that he went through for the Lord's sake, all that he experienced in his life, the sacrifices he made to experience not only when God took him in the spirit to give show him heavenly mysteries, but he worked it out in his life, and he saw in every kind of situation, shipwrecks and beatings and living in fear of the Jews and robbers and in privation and hunger and all these things, he was able to say he was more than a conqueror. And so, Father, we know there's much more for us. So open our hearts, Lord, to receive the fullness of the potential and possibilities you have for each one of our lives. Father, right now, there are those who have walked on in their Christian walk. They've not seen answers to prayer that they have desired. They've been cruelly disappointed by situations, by friends, by spiritual family. Father, we're asking that you would enable us to keep our eyes on you and to know that you have a season, you have an appointed time, even as you spoke to Habakkuk. And Lord, that we will trust you and you will infuse new hope and new encouragement into the hearts of those who are cast down right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, I can't seem to get away from prayer, but I do want to start ministering the word. Beloved, you and I have been given amazing, glorious promises that are contained in the Word of God that are given to us. And when we receive Jesus into our hearts and lives, what happens? Well, first of all, we're born again, our sins are forgiven, and we become a new creature in Christ. We have a new position as children of God. Let me share this beautiful scripture with you, one that has become one of my favorites. It's in Colossians, the first chapter, verses 10 and 13, which declares, and it is a fervent desire of the Apostle Paul. He said that ye, you and I, might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Lord, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Beloved brother and sister, God has delivered you. He has delivered me from the powers of darkness. I want to just pause for a moment and think about just a little bit of what that scripture declares. It says that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. The Lord just wants to have our spiritual eyes opened, if you will, to the possibilities that are ours in Christ. God gave the Apostle Paul high understanding, great revelation of kingdom mysteries. And Paul always came around to how we live our lives among others. And that life reflects our relationship with God, and what we do, what we say, determines whether or not we bring honor to him. And it says, we're to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Think about what that means for you and I. To walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. That word pleasing is the Greek word arachesia, and it's a word describing the quality of someone who does everything for the pleasure of someone else. It describes a good and dutiful slave or servant serving his master, doing everything in a way that is pleasing and with absolute submission to what the master wants. Now, in Colossians 1 and 10, that's the only verse that uses arachesia. But in Romans, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 3, there's a word similar in meaning. And from this passage, we find what it means for a believer to demonstrate this pleasing quality. We're to walk to the Lord unto all pleasing, to be worthy of the Lord. And in Romans 15, it says, we that are weak ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves, not to be impatient, not to get angry, but to realize that God has given to us a measure of grace. He's given us spiritual understanding, and sometimes it can really challenge you, but there are those who, they're babes in Christ, they're walking in their carnality, they don't understand the truths of God, and it's important that we are long-suffering, we forbear them, and we, by example, as well as word, as the Lord would open opportunities, to share the word of God so they can have understanding. We're also to, every one of us should please his neighbor for his good to edification, even as Christ pleased not himself. We're to be fruitful in every good work. The Lord Jesus spoke often of fruit in the lives of his disciples. And in the parable of the soils in Matthew 13 and 3 and in Luke 8, 4 through 15, he told us what would hinder the bearing of fruit. These scriptures are clear and they provide some good guidelines for us. In Matthew 13 and 23, it is the word of the kingdom when planted as a seed in the good soil of a heart that produces good fruit. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit. Well, my time has flown and we're just getting into the message, but I pray that you'll be able to tune in tomorrow and the remainder of the time that we're on this message so that you can get a glimpse, you can receive a better picture of what's possible for you and I. And beloved, that ought to bring such encouragement and hope to your heart. I don't care how many times you may have failed in the past, how disappointed you have been. Beloved, this is a new day. God is answering prayer as never before in our personal lives and in this nation, and we need to be encouraged because God is in control. Praise God. Well, I love you, dear ones. I do invite you to share your prayer requests. The announcer in just a moment will give our contact information. Take a moment, if you feel the Holy Spirit moving on you, to drop that email or to just write a note, and know that if he's moving on you, he has a reason, and that whatever those needs are in your life, so often I have the testimony, it's just the word that they needed to hear in the letter that I send back. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,